to order.
Friendly Town!
Yay! All right, welcome to Friendly Town. It has been a very fascinating week we had since the Harvest Festival last week. Did you guys enjoy the Harvest Festival, by the way?
Yep.
Did you learn a lot about what we do here at Friendly Town? You learn a lot about mushrooms. I learned a lot about mushrooms. I know that for a fact. You learn a lot about how much pie you can stomach, because I did. Todd, our bartending mayor, made like 14 of them, give or take like 10. But they were delicious. So how are you doing? How are you doing this week, Todd?
I'm hungover.
No, you're not. You're just searching for something to say. Give it up for your bartending mayor, Todd. He will be up here soon. This week at Friendly Town, you guys are in for a treat. I know I say that every week, but especially this week. Especially last week, but especially this week. We have the Friendly Town City Council presenting to us ideas for supervillains! Yay! Woo! So we thought about it, and we realized, what does Friendly Town need? We already covered roadside attractions in our second meeting, or third meeting, whenever that was. We covered religions. We covered ways for our city to go green. But what we haven't covered was, who are we going to have to terrorize our city? Because every city needs at least one. Every city needs at least one. Like, I mean, look at all those other fictional towns out there. You have Metropolis, you have Lex Luthor, you have Gotham, you have the Joker. Even in real cities, like Knoxville, you have Stacey Campfield. Every city needs a supervillain. In the old city, we have Lee Birch, but, you know, it's all relative. It's all relative. Maybe Lee Birch hates gay people, I don't know. Or like Stacey Campfield secretly is a gay person, I don't know. Anyway, we decided that Friendly Town needs a supervillain, and tonight we have several members of the Friendly Town City Council who are here to present to you their ideas for a perfectly nefarious evildoer who, Not only casts dispersions and makes life a living hell for many of the fine citizens of the town, but also, on a literary level, embodies a lot of the characteristics of man, so that when, in 100 years, when college professors are actually writing papers about what this villain represents, then they'll be able to talk about, looking at the contextual elements of what was going on politically at the time. You get the idea. Like, supervillains have to embody symbolically, a lot of what's going on at the time. And I think that our supervillains tonight that we're going to be introduced to have a lot to say about the human condition, the modern human condition, and problems we've been having here in Friendly Town. So, subject to all your approval, I would like to present my first supervillain idea, which will be a pretty quick, short supervillain idea, and then I'll bring up the first member of the city council to present his. So, my idea for a supervillain, yeah, I would play him. It could be me, because this is a thing that I am perfectly capable of doing. I would like to present to you Friendly Town's next great supervillain, the Faux Pas Master. The Faux Pas Master. Someone who just aids other people in creating faux pas around themselves. So you got that new shirt from Old Navy, and you look really good in it. You're all excited about it. I see that you forgot to take the sticker off of it. Am I going to tell you the sticker's still on it before you go in front of a bunch of people? No. Fuck you. I'm the Faux Pas Master. Like, hey, what's that guy's name? The guy I'm trying to get a job from? I don't know his name. Fuck you. I'm the Faux Pas Master. I basically make creating as many uncomfortable social situations as I possibly can as the Faux Pas Master. And I think that could be our first great supervillain of the night. Like, say, for example, there's a new guy in town, or someone comes to visit, and they don't have a hand. But they keep their hand hidden behind their back. So when it comes time for your friend to go around and shake everyone's hand and introduce themselves, you totally don't warn him that this guy does not have a hand. So he goes over to a guy without a hand, puts his hand out and says, hey, nice to meet you. And then the guy just kind of like gives him the left hand, and it creates that kind of moment of awkwardness. which, to be fair, isn't really on the same level of destruction as, say, Lex Luthor bringing to Metropolis. However, it brings a similar level of destruction to your brain and your self-anxiety. Because think about it. If you met someone, if you're at a social networking event, and you see, you know, a room full of people, you have to make a good impression on all of them. You shake everyone's hand, you know, eye contact, firm handshake, and one person gives you the offhand. You're going to be bugged by that all night, aren't you? Or is that just me? Is that just something that I think about? Is that something that I tear myself to bits thinking about every night? All right, you guys have found my supervillain's super weakness. I'm incredibly the faux pas master who creates faux pas in other people is equally prone to being incredibly self-conscious about his own faux pas. Like, you know, the faux pas master, even though he goes around creating havoc, social havoc around Friendly Town every night, he goes to bed every night wondering why all of his friends are no longer texting him. Like, that's pretty much the faux pas master's weakness. So faux pas master, FPM, as we're going to call him from here on out, FPM will be able to create such social discord in Friendly Town that we'll never, wait for it, this might be hard to believe, never get anything done around here. Holy shit.
Oh, no!
I know, right? Perish the thought. We'll never get anything done at Friendly Town. Anyway, my name is Mayor Tyler, and I will be back up here over the course of the evening to introduce your presenters tonight. Your first presenter, are you ready for his presentation? Are you ready to see what superhero he's got in store for you?
Yeah!
Super villain, damn it. Super anti-hero. If I say superhero by accident, just assume I said anti-hero. Because, you know, there are plenty of villains out there that are also heroes to some. I mean, just think about it. We'll discuss that further during our book club portion of the show. But up next, we are Plowed. See, I did it again. I do it once per week. I accidentally say Plowed. Maybe the next supervillain will have something to do with snow or a blizzard. Batman already did that, so watch your copyright step. Ladies and gentlemen, Greg Rains.
Fellow Friendly Towners, my idea for a anti-hero / supervillain is actually a woman. You're gonna love this. She has the power for whenever someone is around them, they become physically weak. So physically weak. And she will put them in so many weird positions and predicaments. And she'll beat them mercilessly. This supervillain or anti-hero, her name is Bondage Betty. Yeah, we're going to find civilians just in, like, you know, like, tied up, mummification, maybe a few adult babies here and there, you know, just for the humiliation aspect. We're going to see someone just going to, like, get me down and get the candle wax off of me, please. Also, I have another idea for a supervillain, if I'm allowed to, Tyler.
Go for it.
This is a genetic supervillain who's been mutilated, scarred, and disfigured, and he wants to do revenge upon all society. And he has a multitude of powers. Powers that you should fear and run from. He is an expert in sharpshooting. He has the ability of pyrokinesis. He has the ability of turning people into animals. And he has the ability to make people dead without them really dying. And this villain's name is Pyro Necro Bestiality Sodomy Man. The sodomy is not a power, he's just really perverted. That's my time, I'm just...
All right, Greg Rains, everyone. Can you please write that down for me, just so I know what you said, pyro-necro-bestiality sodomy man?
Pyro-necro-bestiality sodomy man.
There's got to be a way to make that shorthand. There's got to be... I want you to write it down for me. Do not draw me a picture. Do not draw a picture. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our next supervillain presenter here for Friendly Town. He's a Friendly Town regular, a member of the Friendly Town City Council. Please make welcome my good buddy, John Hurst.
Woo!
Thank you, Mayor Tyler. Give me a second to get into character here. By the way, what is Bondage Betty's safe word?
Huh?
Is that her weakness, Bondage Betty? Does she have a safe
panorama.
Word?
Panorama.
Oh, panorama. Like, all right. Hold on, let me get into character here. As I'm presenting mine in character. You guys think that, like, supervillains have to be all, like, big and grandiose in plans. Not me. You know what? I am the early bird. And you know what the early bird does? He gets the worm. And you know what the worm is? It could vary from day to day. It could be that Craigslist ad that you saw for that nice garage sale with the video games and comic books and things you want. I got there first. They're mine. They're all mine. You don't understand. They're on piles on the floor. I'm on an episode of Hoarders, but I am the early bird. And you know those tickets to maybe the Foo Fighters or Tragically Hip or some show you want to go see? No, they're mine. All mine. All of them. All throughout Canada and the United States. They're all mine, and you can see me out there at the stadium scalping them. Because I'm the early bird. And I get that Tragically Hip worm. The other things that I can do. I will show up early to work. You are sleeping in your warm, comfy bed, and I cracked my voice there, apparently. I schedule a meeting for 8 a.m. Who does that? I do. I do. Because I'm the early bird. And I want you for that employee review meeting. And you guys think I have weaknesses or something? Yeah, I probably do. I didn't think that far ahead when I was talking. My weaknesses are probably like people putting something on me at the last minute notice. It's like I have plans. I gotta be there. No, the early bird has his plan scheduled out for like 2 weeks in advance at the very least. But anyway, in Friendly Town, if there's an event you want to go see, if there's something that you want, I'm probably there first. I probably got all those Incredible Hulk and Weapon X issues that you want, leaving you in the dollar bin for like US 81 or whatever random Marvel comic that no one else knows about. They're yours now. They're not mine. Because I am the early bird. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time for John Hurst. With the early bird. God help us if he shows up at the beginning of the line on Record Store Day. You're going to get that limited edition Big Star reissue. Damn it! They only made 5 of them.
All mine.
Damn it. You're going to be one of those guys that just like camps out. The early bird camps out also. You have a superpower to do that, right?
Oh, yeah. He's got a whole Coleman set up.
Oh, my God.
Ready to go. Like, he presses a button. It got thermos and everything.
That's amazing. No, the early bird is basically just a derivation of that guy. I think that could also be a supervillain. Just that guy. It's like, I'm going to just slowly order. It's like... Like, I feel like a supervillain just called that guy would be the person in front of you at the one ATM. You know, God help you if you have a Bank of America account. There's like 3 ATMs in this entire town that you can go to. And you're going to go to the one downtown, and there will just be some like person like, let's see, put this check in there. Oh, I have to re-enter my PIN. Oh, and meanwhile, you're just standing behind that guy going, God damn it! That's my second supervillain, that guy. Working in tandem with the early bird to fuck up every... They also have a third member of their team. It's a rule of threes, crew of threes. There's the early bird, that guy, and the eBay sniper. The guy who just goes on eBay and just, like, waits until the last second of an auction and just, like, outdoes your bid. All right, that's... Come up with a name for that trio, John, while we have our next presenter up, because there's got to be a great name for that league of assholes. All right, your next presenter, you might recognize him because he is your bartending mayor, Todd. But tonight, I think he is going to be showing up. He's going to be showing us a thing or two of what supervillainy he can bring to this town. Everyone, cower, cower in the presence of the unpreparer.
Greetings, friendly townians. I am the unpreparer. By day, raging asshole Todd Lewis. By night, raging asshole the unpreparer. I use my mighty booze blast to make you completely not ready for tomorrow. People with science projects and lectures fear me. What happened to your set list? Did you leave it on the table? Or was it stolen by the unpreparer? Presentation at work? Got your ducks in a row? Not anymore, the unpreparer! Sorry, I was trying to get smoke pellets, but the store was all out because the early bird camped and beat me to it. Unpreparer! Okay. Was that Hunter Roberts?
It is Hunter.
Oh, shit. I was completely unprepared for that. Unpreparer! You better be yourself, Kurt. The sound man was unprepared. Curse you, you handsome devil. I wasn't prepared to go on for this long. Unpreparer, away!
I don't think any of us were prepared for that. Everyone, the unpreparer, one more time. Just for the sake of the listening audience, he had a big, like, headband that just said, fuck you, on it, taped across his face, and he didn't address it once during his entire set. Ironically, that was the only thing he had prepared. He made a little construction paper banner that said, fuck you, and put it on his head. That actually just took a lot of preparation, so I guess he's prepared to say fuck you to the city of Friendly Town. So I think we got a front runner for our Friendly Town supervillain. So far, we still have a few supervillains to meet. You guys up for it?
Yeah!
All right, your next supervillain presenter. You saw him earlier tonight during the Friendly Town pre-show open mic. And he's, again, my friend, and I am genuinely terrified about what we're about to experience. Everyone, give it up for St. Thomas Ledoux. Woo!
Hello, I'm St. Thomas Ledoux from Friendly Town's IT / cybersecurity department, and you should be terrified because this month is Click or Treat Cyber Awareness Security Month. That's right. Friendly Town, we have had a genuine problem, and this is embarrassing, but a lot of you have been answering emails in your department email accounts that contain malware. That's right. In fact, Tyler just last week gave his bank account information to a prince from Nigeria, and not only that, but he also gave them all of the PIN numbers to the most secure parts of the Friendly Town City Hall. So now we have lost our Friendly Town virus cachet for our Friendly Town vaccination program. We have, in fact, lost the launch codes to the Friendly Town nuclear missile silos. And on top of that, there are people sending a whole series of nude and otherwise unpleasant photographs directly to a lot of the Friendly Town printers that I personally don't like watching or looking at or having to deal with on a regular basis. So if all of you all could please, you know, not answer these emails indiscriminately, that would be a big help to all of us in the IT department here at Friendly Hound. I'll give you a couple of examples of emails you shouldn't respond to. If someone claims to be a Nigerian prince who, in fact, is stranded in Friendly Town and swears to God he has a lot of money but for some reason can't access his Nigerian bank account, but still happens to have a cashier's check for something about a $250,000 on him that he just can't deposit because he doesn't have a bank here, please don't take that cashier's check from him. He is giving you a fake piece of money, and you will in turn owe somebody a lot of money that is neither him nor you. And it's just really embarrassing to all of Friendly Town and our very small banking system. There's only about 20 of us here, and our whole city's credit can't really stand a hit of $250,000 on checks that we can't actually cash. So if you guys could avoid that, Tyler. On top of that, you know, if you get an email or a phone call from someone who sounds either Indian or Russian, saying that they, in fact, have an error or encountered an error with the Friendly Town central bank account for the city, and all they need to fix the error is our account number and password and PIN numbers, and also the addresses of everyone in the Friendly Town repository and directory, and as well as their social security numbers, and as well as pictures of their face, and as well as copies of their signature. At some point, you might be able to, you know, pick up on the fact that maybe they don't actually know what they're talking about. In fact, a lot of these people, if you just call them out or start to ask them questions, will in fact panic and yell at you and hang up the phone, but you just have to be aware that these people are out there. Thirdly, you know, if anyone gets a hold of you asking for entry into any secret parts of Friendly Town and says they just left their ID in their car, you know, could you not let them in? Because we've had a couple different instances of homeless people who, I don't know why you would let someone who looks homeless into Friendly Town City Hall. All the rest of us wear suits and ties, but you tell me how that you know, worked out in your head. But if you would just stop letting these people into Friendly Town City Hall, because we're getting a lot of poop on the floor of the bathroom or parts of the Friendly Town City Hall that aren't the bathroom, and I just am not really comfortable chasing these people out of Friendly Town City Hall. It's not in my job description, but it's not in any of our job descriptions, so I guess it's my responsibility. And with that, I just want to say, stay wary out there of cyber predators and people that want access to Friendly Town information, because we don't have that much of it to share. Thank you so much.
All right, give it up for whatever supervillain that was. I'm assuming it was like something involving IT, the IT sweet talker, like someone who lulls you into a sense of complacency about your IT security, and then next thing you know, your kids' college funds are drained. Boom. By the way, I thought of, during that set, I also thought of a fourth member of the League of Assholes, or whatever we're going to call it, from John's set about the early birds. Early bird, that guy, and then the third one, remind me of the third one?
The eBay sniper.
There's a fourth member who they kicked out for being too boring, but he's the most nefarious of all. His name is Fred. Fred is an engineer who worked for Dell, designing, and Epson rather, designing those goddamn printers that make you buy four different color cartridges and then they refuse to print if one of the cartridges is out. It's like, I don't care what color it is. Just whatever color I have, just print it in that, you fucking Epson. And then that's Fred. That's Fred's strategy. Fred is the most nefarious, right behind the faux pas master. He basically, it takes a bottom-up approach, really, to supervillainy, rather than the, you know, top-down classic Lex Luthor, you know, nuclear launch codes kind of thing. That's a little bit, you know, more top down than we've been seeing tonight. But, you know, quite frankly, I would be honored to be in a building blown up by any of these villains so far. I think it's been a really nice night of supervillainy we've seen so far. We have two more presenters left, both of whom come to us as special guests. The first of whom is something of a local celebrity. And as a friend of mine, he was actually here for the original incarnation of Friendly Town in 2014, and he is back tonight. And we're very excited to see what supervillain he has to present. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Blank.
Hey, everybody. Does that sound evil enough? Does that... hey, everybody, guys. Hey, everybody. you may have heard of me as a supervillain. My name is Steve. Anybody? You may have heard of me. I've been around for quite some time. I started out as Steve back in the 80s. Mostly just robbing ATMs and food trucks. Started kind of low, but I've built over the years. I started as only Steve, robbing ATMs, food trucks, and then graduated up to liquor stores, at which point you might have heard of me as Bad Steve. Starting to ring a bell? Bad Steve, liquor store robber. That went on for a while, and then it turns out that there are only so many liquor stores in Friendly Town, and they start recognizing you after a while. Particularly when you write your name in bullets in the wall. You're like, I think that's that guy. Who? Bad Steve. Oh, I've heard of him. But that's when I decided I need to really step up my game. And that's when I became a true super, and I took on the military. First, I took out the Salvation Army. No small feat, I agree, and that's why I gained the name Horrible Steve. Now, are we starting to recognize? Is everybody... Again, that you didn't maybe recognize Steve, or maybe Bad Steve, but... Horrible Steve? No, damn it. Well, after the Salvation Army, I decided to take my villainy to another part of the military. So then I took on Old Navy. Yes. Not the new Navy, but the Old Navy. And that is how I became Diabolical Steve. You may have read about me in the news. In the headlines, it said it right there. Diabolical Steve robs Old Navy. It happened. And then I decided to take it to another branch of the military. It was really by a happenstance. I was trolling down an alley and I robbed a guy, and it turns out he was a merchant marine. So that is when I became Terrifying Steve. Now, I understand that you do not recognize Terrifying Steve. That was a very short-lived time, because very soon after that, my girlfriend Autumn dumped me for a guy named Graham. And that is when I became Sad Steve for a couple of weeks, mostly just crying in bars. Then very quickly became known as the Facebook Stalker. So I dropped the Steve for a minute. I thought that would be a good way to go. And then after a few shots of whiskey one night, I became the Graham Cracker. Because Graham was... Autumn, okay. So, it turns out Graham was a pretty cool guy. And so we started our villainy together, known as the Siamese Friends, okay? Now, we didn't really get that far into any crimes, because it turns out Graham's kind of an asshole. And also, the name Siamese Friends is apparently super offensive. Who knew? So this dude, he was kind of mad, and he had a sword, and he ran Graham through, and I was like, fucking awesome. And then he really got me. After the fight, I changed my name to Ampu Steve. And so that is what I am now. You will know me as Ampu Steve. And as you cower before me, and I see your anguish and your tears, you will truly know the sound of one hand clapping. Ampu Steve.
Friendly Town, Ampu Steve. He's going to be our mascot. If Boo the Friendly Town Piss Goblin has a week off, we get Ampu Steve in there. Try to design a unique onesie for him. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been thoroughly terrorized, I think is the right word for it, terrified by the sheer level of terror that we've had on this stage tonight. The number of several great ideas for the person that will, nay, must, terrify Friendly Town with supervillainy. But we have a special guest from out of Friendly Town or Knoxville, someone who is someone who we all know and love here around the Knoxville comedy scene. He is from the Tri-Cities, and he's very funny. Put your hands together for the villain idea of Hunter Roberts.
Woo!
everybody.
That was my Jeff Blank impression. I'm sorry. Amphu Steve. Get over here. How are we doing tonight, Friendly Town? I need you all to know that I have the best villain idea. And before you all get uppity, I understand, like, I'm an outsider. I'm not from here. I know that small towns don't trust outsiders. I get that. It's just inherent. Look, I'm from a small town myself. I'm actually from a town, not Johnson City. I'm from a town called Gate City, Virginia. Gate City, Virginia doesn't even have the population numbers to geographically be considered a city, but we should technically be called a town, like Friendly Town. But I'm pretty sure somewhere along the line at some meeting, somebody realized that Gate Town sounds a little bit like Gay Town. And everybody in Gate City was like, we ain't having that. We're a city now. But trust me. So I understand how small towns work. I get that. But you got to believe that I have the best villain idea for you all. And here's the thing. You all already know who this villain is. You've all already met him. Well, probably not all of you. A good percentage of you have probably already met this villain. You know, he's a myth almost, like a legend, like an urban legend almost. And urban legends are fucking terrifying, except Urban Legends 2 Final Cut. That movie is probably less than terrifying. It's weird, like it's a real flint. The killer wore a fencing mask. Like, that's not scary. Like, that, like I understand fencing is scary because that's swords and, like, they can poke. But he, like, killed a dog one time in the movie. And, like, that's not scary. That's just wrong. Like, that's so fucking. And, you know, like, actually, that's a pretty vague, like, shitty plot for any movie. You kill people through urban legends. Urban legends are actually kind of dumb now that I'm thinking about it. How did the call come from inside the house with the babysitter? Like, how would the police even know that the call came from inside the house? Like, she called the cops and was like, there's somebody calling me weird. And they were like, well, the call's coming from inside. This existed before cell phones did. So how was the guy calling her? It's really hard to call a house inside the house. And then they have to pick up the phone, and then you talk, and then you wait for them to pick up the phone, and then you pick it up so that you can talk at the inside. Like, how would the cops know that that was the phone call that was coming? Like, and even if it was a cell phone, you'd have to, like, keep them on the line for a certain amount of time, like, because that's how spy movies and the TV show 24 worked. But, like, if it never was on the phone for, it just doesn't make sense how the call was come from inside the house. And, like, so, okay, so maybe not, it's like, it sucks that he's an urban legend, but he's been here before. Some of you have met him. His name is the Bestraggler. The Bestraggler existed in Friendly Town, almost, you would say, in the town that was before Friendly Town. The Bestraggler existed. The township of QED is when the Bestraggler existed. The Bestraggler, okay, here's what the Bestraggler did. It's very vague what the Bestraggler did. It's just an assortment of pictures, really. The Bestraggler, look, he apparently cut women open and tattooed their insides. Look, I don't know. It was a really weird QED show. And there was a slideshow, so pictures popped up, and somehow the Bestraggler was created. The Bestraggler, if you're a lone woman out at night, and you are caught unawares, the Bestraggler, his MO, which I'm pretty sure stands for modus operation. His mode of operation is that he uses a scalpel. That's how he operates on you. He uses a scalpel and he cuts you open, and then he sexifies your insides. Again, it was a really weird night of QED. But the Bestraggler has existed in this territory for quite some time, and he is a ghost story told around campfires. Like the guy with the hook in the door. And why did they give a guy in an insane asylum a hook? Like, that doesn't even, like, that seems unsafe. Like, he's already crazy. Don't give him a weapon attached to his arm. Like, why, and was he, like, he was torturing? He wasn't even torturing. He was just standing in the bushes watching two 1950s kids make out. And then he just, like, scratched the door and then left his hook. So now he doesn't have a hook. So you're, like, more safe now that his hook is in the door. Why are you scared that his hook is in the door? Like, you've taken his only weapon. Why? Like, none of these urban legends make sense. Like, and who was the urban legend about the babysitter supposed to scare? Was it supposed to scare parents so that they never had a night out? Is that what it was? And like it just, I just don't understand urban legends, and specifically urban legends to the Final Cut. He wore a fucking fencing mask, guys. Hey, that's my time. Y'all should both pick up a straggler. Thank you all very much. Hunter, the Bestraggler Roberts.
I was hoping that would be an anagram for Bestraggler, but it's not. There's a B, there's an E, there's an S, there's a T, there's an R.
Are you just gonna spell?
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, I'm trying to figure out if there's an anagram potential for the name Hunter Roberts and Bestraggler. Yeah, the cheese. Thanks for saving the audience's valuable 20 seconds there.
My first name is Gregory, though, so that's...
Holy shit! If I own this microphone, I would drop it right now. But I don't, and I'm poor, so I'm not going to break the Pilot Lights microphone. Did you guys enjoy Friendly Town Needs a Supervillain? This has been a very productive city council meeting, I think, for Friendly Town. Not only have we learned the names and identities and human identities also of approximately 8 or 9 new supervillains that are going to be invading our streets come this winter, but we've also learned their weaknesses, how to defeat them, using very, very simple methods. Like, I think the early bird, you just have to, like, get him drunk. And I think our bartending mayor Todd, you know, fortunately, because he's also the unpreparer, fortunately, he doesn't have to do the alcohol ordering for the bar. So it's here when he gets here. So he doesn't have to worry about that. I mean, if he did, we'd be fucked and he wouldn't be able to get the early bird guy drunk. And I think if you're drunk, you aren't very discriminating with those emails that you get. So you might see like a Nigerian prince email when you go to your job at Oak Ridge or TVA or wherever you might work that, you know, where people make where people have benefits. What are those? I'm assuming that's also the next supervillain, the guy who just mysteriously makes your benefits disappear. It's called University of Tennessee. Boom! Topical and local. All right, that's how we keep it here at Friendly Town. On Facebook, like us at Friendly Town Knoxville. That's our name, facebook.com/Friendly Town Knoxville. If you are listening to this on Friendly Town Radio whenever I post it, share it. Please share this. Tell people how confused you are right now, but in a positive way. And we got your back. So thank you all for being here tonight. Tell your friends. See you in 2 weeks for the great debate. It is election eve, and also we might still have some people in town from the comedy festival. So please come check that out Monday, November 7th. Have a good life, couple of weeks, however you want to slice it. Thank you, Friendly Town Supervillain Night out.